Dr. Jennifer Peoples, an environmental communications scholar and a professor of communications at Utah State University, delivered a talk on the ways in which we see or don't see toxicity in the environment and in ourselves.
We live in a very, very toxic environment, and many of us don't recognize it. And when we purchase things, the question that we ask is, can we afford it? We don't think, what are the environmental impacts of me using this product? We think of ease. We don't think in terms of what is this doing to our physical health and the health of the environment. And it's gotten to the point that we have to.
People says the way we label substances that are toxic to ourselves and the environment is problematic.
We need to be able to mark the things that are dangerous to us. And so we come up with things like the radiation symbol, and we come up with things like the biohazard symbol. But there are many things that are they're toxic to us that don't get marked. And so we have a sense that because, well, there's no symbol there, so maybe that thing is safe for us. And then the other difficulty is that these symbols aren't universal.
The toxicity of many chemicals used in the environment is understudied, Peoples says. Proving toxicity is difficult because we can only test potentially harmful chemicals on laboratory animals, making it easy for companies to dismiss causality for the harm substances may cause to humans. Peoples is calling for change. Changes in policy, marketing, and attitudes regarding toxic substances. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Jessica Schultz.